have a prank on the onion. But it's the most important vegetable in the whole vegetable world. If you really want to season your food, you have to call on the onion. To call on your onion. And yet I've never seen an onion cry, but it made many people cry. Is that right? The onion is strong. And nobody has to go around bragging on the onion. The onion plays its own part and stands its own ground. And from now on, when you start feeling sad and low, nobody wants you.
Yes,
I want you to be strong and realize you can demand respect. Is that right? Just go on and get an education and have God on your side. And one of these old days, the world will have to call on you. Is that right? And it doesn't matter what you be in life, there's room for you. But I'm talking about at the top. At the top, there's room for everybody.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
God bless you. This is Sister Barbara. I want to wish all of our radio audience and Nature's Formula customers a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Whatever you do, don't touch that dial. In this program, I'm going to share with you how you can receive a 4-month supply of Nature's Formula healing herbs and a 4-month supply of Nature's Formula cleansing herbs. Stay tuned. You will be very glad that you did.
Man, I don't know what you've been doing, what you've been taking, or whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
It helped you in your nationwide, in your sex life.
They took me off the insulin and the pills too.
I went to the doctor. He said to me, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever you're doing, it certainly is helping because your kidney function is much better.
He said, man, your sugar have been high as 550. I didn't want to tell you. He said, but it's perfect now.
It makes you feel in the mood.
They were supposed to do a double bypass on my heart. They haven't did it yet.
Welcome to the Health and Healing Herb Broadcast. Why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time? Tens of thousands throughout the country are now experiencing ultimate health from the leaves that grow on the trees, the green herbs, God's people, the young, husbands and wives, businessmen and pastors. Yes, even senior citizens are expressing nothing but joy because they have experienced the health benefits of God's medicine. Stay tuned. This single program can change your entire life.
God bless you, my friends. This is Sister Barbara. This year, I've been really concerned about the saints that call and ask if there's any special discount offers, because the Nature's Formula healing and cleansing herbs have truly been a blessing to them. They're no longer suffering with arthritis. Their blood pressure is down to normal. Their sugar levels are down to normal. They've lost weight. Many of them would say the doctors have either reduced their medications or took them off altogether. And they would say, Sister Barbara, I'm on a fixed income. and I don't want to come off of God's medicine, the healing herbs. This holiday season, I went to God in prayer. I knew that the Lord was dealing with me concerning His people. The Lord led me to make a special offer to those who want to be delivered from arthritis pain, high blood pressure, diabetes, and many other sicknesses. This is what the Lord told me to do. When you call me today and place your order, you are going to receive a 2-month supply of Nature's Formula healing herbs and a 2-month supply of Nature's Formula cleansing herb. But you got to call right now. 1-800-280-3414. Again, 1-800-280-3414. Now, saints, I want you to listen to me very closely. This has to be God. If you call within the next 15 minutes, I'm going to give you an additional 4-month supply of the healing herbs and a 4-month supply of the cleansing herbs. 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414. Let me say that again. If you call me right now, when you place your order for $89, I'm going to make sure that you receive an additional 4-month supply of the healing herbs and an additional 4-month supply of the cleansing herbs. That will be a full 6-month supply of healing herbs and a 6-month supply of cleansing herbs, plus shipping and handling. This will be enough healing and cleansing herbs to last you for the entire winter. Call right now. Dial that number, 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414. Now, saints, these supplies are limited. Don't wait until it's too late. 1-800-280-3414. God bless you, my friends, and we thank God for another day's journey. And you know, I'm excited about our program on today. We're going to be talking about those who really want to lose weight, but they want to do it God's way. You don't want to do it man's way because you tried man's way. You've done everything you could do. You've tried diet pills, exercising, but you just couldn't lose the weight. No matter what you've tried, the weight would not come off. And we're going to talk about that and those who are sincere about losing weight. Whatever you do, don't touch that dial. Because I truly believe that this is going to be the program that will change your life forever. The first thing that you have to understand about losing weight is that you are dealing with a spirit. And the spirit that causes us to eat and gain weight. This spirit has an intent purpose in mind. This spirit knows if we gain weight, a whole lot of other sickness will come after it. Sickness like diabetes, high blood, and arthritis. And saints, you know, many times it's not the weight that will kill us. It's all the diseases that follow after the weight. And that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to kill you. And if he can't do it through excessive weight, he'll do it through the sicknesses that come with weight. And don't you think that God didn't know that overeating would be one of our weaknesses? So what God did was prepare for us the green herbs. And saints of God, let me tell you something. The people who have gone on these green herbs to lose weight, they lost the weight and didn't have to diet. Did you not know God has a medicine, an herb that comes right out of the Bible? Ezekiel says that the leaves on the trees is medicine for our bodies. John the Revelator said that the leaves on the trees is for the healing of the nation. God has always had a medicine prepared for the people of God when he knew that Satan was going to attack us with all these sicknesses and diseases through weight. And that's why when you hear all these testimonies dealing with high blood pressure, diabetes, and arthritis, many times they're also going to talk about being overweight. If you need to lose 60, 70, 80 pounds, I have good news for you. If you obey God's word and go on his herbs, that weight will come off and you don't have to diet to do it. Saints, I want you to make a decree right now. I want you to determine, I am going to lose this weight. I'm not going to die from a heart attack, diabetes, pain. I'm not going to die from any cancers. And I'm not going to die from being overweight. I'm going to live and declare the works of the Lord. Glory to God. There's a person listening right now who's overweight. Listen. I've got to put you on God's medicine, the healing herbs. We call it nature's formula for healthy living. But they are loose leaf herbs that come right out of the Bible. And what it does is aid the body in the weight loss and its natural healing processes. And when the body begins to lose weight, the sickness and the disease goes right along with it. When you call, I want you to have your credit or your debit card ready and place your order. God's medicine, nature's formula, healing herb. You're going to receive a 6-month supply of God's medicine, the healing herbs. 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414. Put your order on reservations right now. When you call, I want you to have your credit or your debit card ready and place your order. I'm going to say it one more time, but this time I'm going to say it a little bit slower. 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414. 1-4. I want you to hear this testimony. I want to show you what I mean. This particular brother called me up and said, the first thing I want the people of God to know, they can lose weight and don't have to die to do it. And then he said he had high blood pressure along with the weight. You just have to hear this brother's testimony. It's a very beautiful testimony, especially when he talks about his wife. Let's hear that testimony. Nature's Formula, you're on the air.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
This is Michael Patrick. I tell you, I'm calling about testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, I was overweight, but I have high blood pressure.
Okay.
So I said, let me try this. And I tried it. And all the Lord worked wonders with me. I was on 2 different blood pressure medicines.
You're on 2 different blood pressure medicines?
Yes, I was. Matter of fact, I was on 3.
So you were on 3 different high blood pressure medicines a day?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And so I tried to.
Uh-huh.
Well, within a month, the Lord is so wonderful. I was at 255.
So you were at 255 pounds. Go ahead.
Yes. I was down to 220.
One treatment, you went down to what?
To 220.
To 220.
Yes. And so, and yet still, while I'm taking it, because I ordered another order of it.
All right.
And So I had to go in and tell them about the blood pressure medicine I was taking.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady said, no, I cannot give you both of those because your blood pressure is too low for you to be taking both of them.
Glory to God.
Yes, the Lord is so wonderful.
So after you took Nature's Formula, your blood pressure came down to normal. Is that what you're saying, my brother?
Yes. And she even questioned the one that she even gave me. She didn't want to give me the one that she gave me.
Praise the name of God. You know, this is God's medicine. The doctors have already said that they have no cure. You have to take this medicine for the rest of your life.
The Lord had it all the time.
That's right, my brother. He had it all the time. Blood pressure is such a dangerous disease. You know, my brother, I cannot listen to this testimony and not do something about my blood pressure.
And I have few family members that's on blood pressure medicine, and they now is taking it.
They're on it now.
Not taking it now.
My brother, we have to break the curse that's on us. It passes from our grandparents down to us. We got to break this curse. So you say your brothers and sisters are on it?
My wife, my mother, my sister, my brother, we all are taking it right now.
Well, you know why that is? That's because you are a living testimony.
They tell me the Lord worked wonders with me.
My brother, if I could just get people to understand that it really works.
I tell you, and it's just that when I kept hearing your commercials, I always say commercials are commercials, but the Lord was talking to me.
The Lord was talking to you.
Finally, it just hit me. This is me. I have to try it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, and the Lord have delivered me.
Are you glad you tried it?
I am. Ooh, I'm overjoyed. I tell you, my wife enjoyed looking at me because I lost so much weight.
You said your wife enjoyed looking at you. My brother, go ahead.
Didn't finish. I'm down to 190 right now.
Wait a minute. You've gone from 255 down to 90. And 90 pounds?
Yes.
You say your wife enjoyed looking at you?
Yes, she do. We have, and matter of fact, she's taking it. She's losing weight now.
My brother, that's a testimony. This brother said when the wife saw him lose that weight, she got on the tee. But not only her, he said that other family members got on the tee as well. Saints, you can lose that weight. But you have to do it God's way.
Are you tired of being overweight or taking pills and shots for painful arthritis, diabetes, or high blood pressure during this holiday season? Call and reserve Nature's formula for healthy living right now. 1-800-280-3414. That number again is 1-800-280-3414. When you call, you'll receive a 60-day supply of Nature's Formula healing herbs and a 60-day supply of Nature's Formula cleansing herbs. Nature's Formula for healthy living is easy to use. You will simply drink 1 cup of Nature's Formula healing herbs tea once in the morning before breakfast and once before dinner, and Nature's Formula cleansing herbs tea just before bedtime. During this special holiday season only, if you call within the next 15 minutes, you will also receive an additional 4-month supply of the Nature's Formula healing herbs and an additional 4-month supply of the Nature's Formula cleansing herbs. This will be a total 6-month supply of Nature's Formula healing herbs and a 6-month supply of Nature's Formula cleansing herbs. Your 6-month supply will be enough to take you through the entire winter. Or you can share it with your family and friends as a gift this holiday season. But remember, the full 6-month supply of Nature's Formula Healing and Cleansing Herbs Holiday Special is limited. So you must call within the next 15 minutes and order right now to receive this special holiday gift. The number to call and order your health and healing herbs is 1-800-280-3414. That number is 1-800-280-3414. You can pay by credit card or debit card. Just have it ready when you call. Our operators are standing by.
There was another precious who called to give a testimony. She said she had high blood pressure, diabetes, and guess what? She was overweight. I'm not going to tell it all, but let me tell you the beautiful thing about this testimony. She went back to the doctor, and even he had to bear witness to God's medicine, Nature's Formula for healthy living. Let's go into that testimony. Nature's Formula, you're on the air. Tell us about your blood pressure.
My blood pressure had gone down from 190 over 160, I think it was at the time. And my doctor told me I had a teenager's blood pressure.
Go ahead.
It was 78.
Yes.
Help me to get this right, Lord, because I had it written down at the time.
That's all right.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was 110 over 68.
Uh-huh.
And they, my doctor told me that that was a teenage blood pressure, and I'm 53 years old.
53 years old.
And my sugar had gone down from 282 at the time, I think it was, and I was in my 70s. It was like 79, you know, and this was in within 2 weeks' time. All I know is that it works. And my blood pressure, I have no problems with my even my doctor took me off of my my blood pressure medicines. I don't need it anymore.
You don't need your blood pressure medicine.
And then even my diabetes, taking me off of that medication.
You mean to tell me your doctors took you off your diabetic medication?
Doctor, yes. Oh, yes.
Precious, that's a testimony.
Oh, I know it is. I've been sharing it with, you know, with everyone, and I do. I praise God for what he's done for me.
And you lost weight, too?
I did. I went down 2 dress sizes. Well, that was then. I'm probably down smaller
All
now.
Right.
I believe I'm just in maybe a large now.
Precious, that's a testimony. I thank God for you, and I thank God for your testimony. Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Go to the phone. There's a person listening right now. The Lord said, you are listening, and I know you are overweight. Saints, let me say this. Being overweight can be a dreadful condition. It can be a dreadful disease. Not only that, it can cause serious depression. You'll be surprised at people who won't go into a restaurant because they're afraid of what people are looking at them eat. Or they're afraid to fly on planes or take certain trips, because they are ashamed of not being able to sit in the seats. I want you to know you are not listening by accident, but you are listening because of divine inspiration. And I'm going to say this, you're going to lose that weight. Go to your phone right now and reserve Nature's Formula for Healthy Living. 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414. When you call, you're going to receive a 2-month supply of Nature's Formula Healing Herbs and a 2-month supply of Nature's Formula Cleansing Herb. You're going to also receive 4 orders of the Nature's Formula Healing Herbs and 4 orders of the Nature's Formula Cleansing Herbs. But you're receiving it this holiday season only, or until the supplies run out. I promise you, we're going to get that weight off of you. And let me say this, that arthritis, that blood pressure, that diabetes, it's got to go too. There was another precious heart. Not only was she overweight, but she had lupus. And she was a minister. There's a minister listening right now. The Lord said you're listening. Don't you know you need to lose that weight? If not for you or your family, you need to do it for the people of God. This precious heart was a minister. In fact, she didn't give the testimony. It was her mother. Let's go into that testimony. God bless you, caller. It says here that you have a granddaughter with lupus.
No, daughter.
A daughter with lupus. Okay.
The one with lupus, she was so huge, she weighed about 300 pounds. She's an evangelist.
Oh, okay. A minister. Praise God.
And now she has begun to shrink.
Glory to God.
And she is so happy. She goes out, she cuts her yard now, but she had to stay in bed when she didn't have to drive someplace.
Bless her heart.
And now she goes out and cleans her yard, she cuts her grass herself. And she keeps all of her spiritual obligations.
Okay, her ministry.
Amen, the ministry, yes.
Amen. Now she's able to go out and minister?
That's correct.
So you see, saints, you can lose that weight, but you've got to give God's medicine a try. You've got to go on God's medicine, Nature's Formula. There's a person listening to me right now with severe pains from arthritis. And you're overweight. Do you not know that pain will disappear if you lost the weight? This woman, she not only had arthritis, but she had gout too. Now, saints, listen, you know that's pain. But she went on God's medicine, Nature's Formula for Healthy Living. Let's hear her testimony. Wait now, before we go into her testimony, before the pains left, you're going to hear that the weight had to leave. Now, let's go into her testimony. God bless you. Nature's Formula, you are on the air.
Yes, I ordered this about 3 months ago.
Okay.
And I ordered it because I had no circulation in a couple of my toes on the right foot.
No circulation in your toes on your right foot. Have they turned dark at any given time?
Just numb, and it's been maybe about a year since I've been dealing with it.
Lord, have mercy.
And I have high blood pressure.
Okay.
I have low blood sugar, and I have gout, which I couldn't eat any fattening food. I had to stay away from fattening food.
Is gout very painful? Some people may not know this.
It's very, very painful.
Very painful.
Right, and along with that, to help that out, I have arthritis.
Did you have any swelling?
Bad swelling in my joints. Some days I couldn't even get up out of the bed. That's how bad it was.
Go ahead, precious.
The last time I was confined to bed, I made up my mind I would just go ahead and order it, and I did. And I'm very glad that I did because I started on it.
Okay.
I followed the instruction, direction as to how to take it.
Uh-huh.
And I could see the results in about 3 weeks. The arthritis, the swelling in my joints, the pain started disappearing. In about 4 weeks, the numbness in my toes started disappearing. Right now, I have feeling in my toes.
You have feeling in your toes today?
Toes. I have also lost weight.
You lost weight, too?
Lost weight. I was wearing like 16,
mm-hmm.
And now I can wear 12.
And now you can wear a size 12. Go ahead.
And people are seeing that, and as a result, I've had people to approach me and ask me, what am I doing? As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to make another order along with one of the sisters at my church.
That's all right, my sister. I love your testimony. You had poor circulation.
Poor circulation. Have it no more.
Don't have it anymore.
No more.
Soreness in your joint.
No, soreness in my joint.
And blood pressure.
Blood pressure.
Arthritis.
Right.
And everything is all right now.
Everything is all right. And gout.
And gout.
It's gone.
It's gone. Look at God. She said when she lost the weight, she was delivered from blood pressure, arthritis, and gout. So you see, when you take God's medicine for weight loss, a supernatural healing takes place. I want you to do something. The Lord told me to tell you to get up right now. Go to the phone and make the call. You know you're listening. I see you in the spirit, and you know I am talking directly to you. Now remember, saints, if you're going to receive your gift, you have to place your order right now. Praise the name of God. Now, I know I keep saying this, but the Lord continuously keeps bringing this back to me. There's a person listening. You've got to get that weight off of you. And I know you're listening. And you're not listening by accident. Listen, there's one more testimony you've got to hear. Do you remember earlier when we were talking about the spirit of depression? This woman was overweight and she had a spirit of depression. But when you hear her testimony, my God, you will know that God's medicine, nature's formula for healthy living, really works. Let's go into that testimony. You have to hear it for yourself. Nature's formula. You on the air?
Well, I was just calling to give a testimonial.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arkansas.
Arkansas, okay.
And I was calling, I ordered it Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
And I received it first week in December.
All right.
And I started using it. My testimony is I was overweight.
Okay.
I had a depression.
Bless your heart.
I had a nervous condition. I had heart problems, and I tell you, I was just miserable. I slept all the time, didn't have no energy. I mean, I was just terrible. And my normal weight is 155. I was weighing over almost 300 pounds or more.
You were weighing almost 300 pounds or more?
Or more, but, you know, I'm just, you know, I didn't want to just actually believe myself. But, you know, yeah, I was almost 300 pounds or more. And I tell you, and I was just miserable. Oh, honey. Oh, thank you. I was in a 52.
You were wearing a size 52?
Size 52.
Uh-huh.
I am in a 12.
Oh, now, come on now. You were wearing a size 52 dress.
Yes.
And you didn't diet?
Never did diet.
All right.
Finally, I started noticing something within a week.
Go ahead now. Did you get checked out by a doctor?
Yeah, the doctors can't believe me. My doctor, they said, I don't believe it. I showed them a picture. She said, if it wasn't for the picture, I wouldn't believe it. And she looked at my body. She said, what did you have, a surgery on your skin? She said, normal when you lose weight, you get wrinkles, you know, you get... She said, what? You have the skin dry?
When you call, you're going to receive a two-month supply of Nature's Formula Healing Herbs and a two-month supply of Nature's Formula Cleansing Herb. You're going to also receive four orders of the Nature's Formula Healing Herbs and four orders of the Nature's Formula Cleansing Herb. You're receiving it this holiday season only. Call right now. Get up. When you call, I want you to have your credit or your debit card ready and place your order. 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414.
Radio for the workplace.
They play all the real music.
This station is nonstop.
Awesome hits.
The best radio station.
The broadcasts speak for themselves.
The revolution in music.
Music you want.
This is why we have
the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. KAYT 88.1.1.1.1.
I began a series like 7 weeks ago entitled Focus on the Family. I've seen families begin to come together. I've received hundreds of emails of people who are just saying that the word is touching them. I began this series by talking about what the Bible says about divorce and remarriage. How really God hates divorce, and there are only a very few reasons why God would allow a divorce. And I taught you the biblical reasons for divorce. What do I mean? I mean, how does a Christian separate from their spouse? There are only a very few limited reasons. Not, I don't like the love or the sex, or it's not what I thought, or she's tripping, or this just ain't what I wanted in life. I'm tired of this. Those are street reasons to get divorced, not kingdom reasons. And so once you're married forever. You're stuck. Tell somebody, say, you're stuck. You're stuck. You're stuck. You're stuck. Amen. Good or bad, you're definitely stuck. Amen. And so if you are here and this is real, you're contemplating divorce, you're thinking about giving it up, pray about what God says about divorce. Get my CD or DVD on marriage and divorce before you make that decision. Because if you get divorced without a biblical reason, you cannot marry again. If you do, God won't honor it. So you got to think about all that before you make those choices. But then not only that, I talked about when a man loves a woman. What do I mean when a man loves a woman? Loving your wife. Most brothers don't know how to properly love their wife. I ain't talking about street love. I'm talking about agape, godly love. Loving not only your best wife, but your worst wife. And all of us have a best wife and a worst wife. She's great at times, but what about when she's at her worst? What about when it's that time? What about all kinds of stuff that keep them from being what they need to be? Can you love your worst wife? It doesn't say love the wife that cooks for you, love the wife that cleans up for you, love the wife that makes love to you, but it says love your wife. That's not easy. That's why you got to come on Wednesday and get the Holy Ghost. Shameless plug, shameless plug, shameless. Because in the flesh, you ain't gonna love no sister that ain't acting right. In the flesh, you're gonna raise up and say, somebody will treat me better. I'm gonna go back to my ex. There's a girl down the street waiting on me to break up with her. All kinds of stuff. But if you have the Holy Spirit, you can love your wife even when she's not what she ought to be. And then I talked about submission, the other S word, submitting to your husband. Not submitting to your saved Holy Ghost husband, submitting to your husband. Making love to him when you're angry with him, not holding back what is rightfully his. Cooking his food when he's acting stupid. Washing his clothes when he's not speaking your love language. Can you submit to a man that doesn't even deserve to be submitted to? Yes, you can, because the Bible says, women, be subject, wives, be subject to your husband. I'm teaching you how to get him saved. You don't get him saved by telling him what Pastor Vernon said. He don't care about Pastor Vernon. He care about his underwear being clean. Somebody say amen. Right? And I'll continue to say, do not trip on what he does not know about God because you didn't meet him at church. No, you met him down on the water. What's your name? Well, huh? What's your name? Oh, really? Yeah. But now you want a church man. So you ready to divorce him? No, you're going to love him and submit to him, and you'll get him saved and coming to this church because he'll say, I know I'm stupid, and she still submit to me. I know I'm stupid, and she still makes love to me. That's what's going to make him join this church, not you putting scriptures on the refrigerator. Playing my tape loud as you can in the living room. No, that ain't going to make him join this church. So submit to not your saved husband, not your man, women. I ain't thinking about your man. Your husband. Somebody say your husband. Amen. Praise the Lord. Forget all that man stuff. Then I talked about married with children. Married with children. Now that both of us are married, we have children. What does your daughter need from you, father? What does your son need from you, mother? I talked about married with children. Do you know how important you are to your daughter's life? Do you have any idea, man of God, that when you speak into her, that teaches her what to look for in a man? She needs more than you to buy her clothes, but to speak into her life. Are you there to do that? Young man, do you realize how much your father needs you and you need him? So get that on married with children if your house needs to get in order. But then this is important. I talked about raising somebody else's child. Because here's the reality. What if I have a child I didn't make? How do I raise a child that doesn't necessarily have my last name? I do it in the power of the Holy Ghost. So what if one of us had a child and we're a blended family? We can still be happy, but you got to get this tape. Amen. Today, I want you to turn your Bibles real quickly, and I'll let you sit down to 3 John. 3 John. Again, ushers, I ask you to assist me. Any crying children need to go to the nursery because this word is too important to miss. This is too important. 3 John. 3 John. Do you have it? 3 John. 3 John. If you have to ask me which chapter, I know you don't read the Bible much. Amen. There's only one chapter. Amen. 3 John, do you have it? 3 John 2. 3 John 2. Here's what it says. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. I want to talk about the family and its finances. Be seated. How money can mess up a marriage. Now, next week, I need you to bring your shouting shoes. Tell your neighbor, bring your shouting shoes next week, please. You know why? Because next week I'm going to preach, devil, get out my house. I'm prophesying deliverance at this altar. Because some of you got a stronghold on your house. Now, I taught you for 8 weeks how to be a family. But the reality is some of y'all got a devil in the house. And sometimes you have to preach the devil out the house because some of you are dealing with generational curses because mama was fast, I'm a little fast. Because my granddaddy was a drunk, my daddy was a drunk, now I'm a drunk. So I need the pastor to preach a deliverance word to get these demons out of my house. Anybody want to break every stronghold that's in your house? Bring your whole family next week because I'm going to preach, devil, get out my house. But today I want to deal with you about your finances. Pastor, why are you dealing with this? There was a time in my ministry when I would not deal with finances because I had seen so much abuse until I went to the other extreme and wouldn't preach about it, period, until I got a word from God. And the word from God was, whatever area you are afraid to address, your members will be in bondage in that area. If there are people who are suffering with sin and you don't preach sin, they won't come out of sin. All your members are coming up with cancer and sickness and you don't preach about healing, they won't get healed. The same thing, if many of your members are broke and you don't preach about financial deliverance, then they will stay in financial bondage. Why are you preaching about this? The Bible says more about money than it does about love, grace, or joy. All of those are important, but the Bible says more about money. What do you do with that? You understand that God saved you, and the word salvation, the very definition, has to do with prosperity. But prosperity is different than the way they're preaching it all over the place. Prosperity is more than money. Prosperity is being whole in your body. Prosperity is being well emotionally and having enough finance to do what you need to do. The Bible says more about money than it does about love. Why is that? Because God knows you need money to live. The family and its finances. Don't front up in here because you're saved. When you don't have the money you need to do what you need to do, that creates major drama in your house. Women, and particularly wives, like security. When a woman doesn't understand how we're going to make it next month, that's all she's thinking about. You trying to kiss, she's thinking about the gas bill. She don't want to kiss. She's thinking about nothing but the gas bill. So now she's kind of upset, which then messes with your manhood. Because there's a part of you that feels like you don't have enough money to do what you need to do and to take care of your children, to buy what you need, and that can be frustrating for a man. So now there's this tension. It affects the bedroom. It affects everything, because when we don't have enough, I didn't say rich, when we don't have enough to meet our needs, that leads to frustration. So it is the church's job to preach to you in every area of bondage. Many of you get along well, the bedroom is well, the communication is well, but the finance is a major issue. Today I want to talk about the family and its finances. What is the first thing I need to do if I'm a family as it relates to preparing myself for my future financially? Number one, you need to plan your prosperity. Turn your Bible to Proverbs 21, and you'll turn a lot today because this is a mature church that wants to look at their Bible. Go to Proverbs quickly. Proverbs. Psalms, Proverbs. Get chapter 21. I'll wait on you because I want to make sure you read this with me. You don't have a Bible, look at your neighbor. They cool. They don't mind. They cool. Everybody cool at the word. They cool. Y'all got it? Proverbs 21, verse 5 says, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to advantage, but everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty." Now, I brought my ghetto version because I thought many of you wouldn't understand that. So I brought my NLT, the New Living Translation. And here's what the same passage says in the NLT. "Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty." Now let's get right in this. Okay, I'll back that thing up. You looked at me funny. I'm gonna read that again. Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. Here's what the Bible says that most churches don't want to deal with. They want to say, "Come about Shonda, God about your Honda." No, it won't. Speak in tongues all you want, come about Shonda, you ain't gonna get that Honda. Because God has never been for lazy folk. Reading Proverbs about slothfulness. If there's anything that bothers me in particular, it is a lazy man. No, brother, you have to wake up every day and go make it happen in the power of Jesus. Ain't, there's more ain't folk here than aren't. Ain't nobody gonna give you nothing. And we go to these fairy tale churches that tell us, throw some money on the altar and everything is fine. No, that ain't gonna make it fine. No, shout and everything is fine. You can shout and come down broke. Jump up in the air and foam at the mouth broke. Fall at the altar and get up with a wet mouth broke. Somebody say amen. Amen. Look at me, family. In particular, men, but all of you, you gotta work your plan. What is your plan to prosper? See, most couples do not have a plan. Number one, they don't have communication. And so that's why I got to deal with that in volume 2 of this series, because when I preach volume 2, I'm going to take 2 or 3 Sundays and just deal with communication, because most of us can't talk. Whenever you talk, I feel like you're fussing, so I can't hear you. When you talk to me, you think I'm your daughter, so I can't hear you. And so we don't talk, and so I do my thing, you do your thing. I pay my couple bills, you pay your couple bills, and man, we just both go to work. And that the Bible don't say the two become two. The Bible says the two become what? One in every area, finance. We must talk about our future. I spend at least 10 minutes a day sharing the vision with Victory. What are we trying to do this year? What are we going to do? Well, okay, let's talk about this. What is the plan? Why? Because you must have a plan. You just cannot sit back because you got Jesus and think it's just going to work out. What are you guys plan for the future as a couple and as a family? The children should know the plan. We have goals for our home. Man, nothing's going to come to you. If there's one thing that gets under my skin, people say a lot of things about me. I've learned to kind of bounce most of that stuff off, because to know me is to love me if you know me. Amen. Amen. But people say a lot of things about me. And most of it, I just laugh because I know they don't know and they're speaking out of ignorance, because when the church gets big, people get nervous. I understand all that. I'm a bigger man than let every comment affect me. But you want to know what gets under my skin? Pastor Vernon, I know he's doing good because look at all them churches he got. Well, fool, you start a church. I mean, that's an insult to me. If I had a church, okay, that's the operative word, if. Now, the reason why you don't have a church is because you know no one would follow you. And a leader with no followers is just taking a walk. If I had that big old church, like I woke up one day and said, abracadabra, give me a church. No, baby, I woke up every day and worked my plan. This stuff ain't just here. This came from planning, marketing, fasting, studying, on my face. Everybody ain't got this just because you got a... let me help you understand. Please understand me. This just didn't pop up. Man, I be thinking about this in my sleep. This is my baby. My wife hit me sometimes and say, stop thinking. I be asleep. Oh, I got to call somebody. I got to call Edo Simpson. I got to call somebody. Blah, blah, blah. Because I'm always thinking about what I got to do. You see, I told you last week, you come back here in 7 days and I'll have this wall up. Is that wall up? Are you crazy? You knew I was going to get that wall, but that wall just didn't get up. I came down here every day and stood over the contractor and said, don't make me kill you. My word is I'll get that wall up. But talk to me, somebody. In your own life, you have to wake up every day and say, I am the head and not the tail. Today, I get something done. How you playing PlayStation in debt? You ain't got time to play. Play what? You better play paying these bills than playing getting another job and play paying your time. How you playing? PlayStation is only for debt-free folk. We got a little time to play. The time you on PlayStation, you and your wife supposed to be working the plan to get out of debt. There are too many, yeah, Black History Month, fine, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that, because we're the only culture at times to think something is owed to us. Nobody's gonna give you anything, baby. You gotta wake up and do what you gotta do every day, right? Then you call the church. Well, y'all need to give me something. The church ain't welfare. The church is not to give you nothing. The church is to help you get up. Y'all not hearing what I'm telling you. Yeah, we help people at times, but some people just want to help. No. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm like James Brown. Listen, I get it myself. Touch somebody and say, I get it. Slap your neighbor and say, just open the door. I get it myself. I don't need no handout from nobody. So I want to encourage families, tonight, you and your wife, sit down and tell me what the plan is. What is the plan to get to the next level? Single mothers, you ain't got time to cry, get a plan. Yeah. Don't worry about that, get a plan. Well, when I get married, you may not get married no time soon, get a plan. Forget a man, you need a plan. Touch a woman and say, forget a man, you need a plan. If a man come with the plan, that's fine. In the meantime, you need a plan, not no man. So I need, hear me, beloved, what is my plan to prosper? Every time you see me, I'm working on my plan. I have to get things done. I have 3 locations. I'm on national television. I got convocation coming up, 13,000 people. I have to put right audio stuff in there. There'll be thousands of people. I have to market it right. Billboards will go up next week. I'm on secular radio, 107, 93. Why? Because it just don't happen. Y'all just show up every Sunday and think this just happened. No, somebody's working the plan. Now, Here's what God says in Jeremiah. He says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and not a hope. Look at me, because until you know how God feels about you, you'll be messed up." How does God feel about you? God wants you to make it. Forget the broke chicken corduroy suit preachers. Shiny mouths telling you that you only love God if you're broke. No. I'm just looking at my daughter up here singing all type of thing and all that kind of thing. My son, my babies, all that. There's no way as a father I want them not to have what they need. God loved me way more than I love my kids. So if God loved me, it is his will, according to 3 John, that I prosper or have what I need. So change your thinking. God wants you to have something. He may not want all of you to be rich. Jesus said, "The poor you always have among you." But touch your neighbor again and say, "It don't have to be me." Let him be among you. He ain't say it had to be me. You know, this religious thing, I'm just being straight. Now, there's no man in here or woman that doesn't like the idea of waking up in the morning, bills are paid. Watch this. You ain't worried about nobody cutting nothing off and got the nerve to have a little something in your pocket where you can say, "Baby, let's go to lunch. Well, let's just go to Florida. Shoot, forget it. Let's just roll over. No, don't worry about it. We'll shop when we get there. Come on, talk to me, somebody." Oh, God, y'all know. Listen. Oh, I wish. See, tell your neighbor, you ain't that saved. You know you want exactly what Pastor is saying. So let's don't front and say we don't want some things. Can God trust you if he blesses you? Number one, I got a roll. Plan. Do you have a plan for your prosperity? Number two, commit to tithing. Go to Genesis 14 very quickly. Genesis 14. Now, I could take you where most preachers would normally take you, and that is Malachi 3. And we will talk about Malachi 3, but I need you to hear me. Malachi 3 in context, and I told you Wednesday that a text without a context becomes a pretext. In other words, you can make a scripture say whatever you want it to say. That don't mean it's true. A text without a context becomes a pretext. In other words, you have to, when you're preaching a scripture, tell the audience who the author is addressing. What was the culture at that time? That's called hermeneutics. That's another class. But here's what is important. When you interpret a text, you have to be honest about the setting. You can't take a text that was written just to the Israelites and apply it to today's church to get some money. Okay, so Malachi 3 was written really to the Israel, but I still believe there's some principles we can extract. I take people to Genesis 14. Are you there? I want you to look at verse 18. I need you to be mature today because we got a lot to do. And if you want some breakthroughs, then you're going to listen today. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. Now, he was priest of God Most High, and he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." Watch this. And Abraham gave Melchizedek a tenth of all. Hear me. This is the first place in Scripture, because here's the argument. Is tithing for today? Where does the Bible say the New Testament church has to tithe? The Bible does not say it like that. Whoever tells you different is lying. Paul said, "Let every man give as he see fits in his heart to give." So what are we going to do with the tithe? We're going to give you a principalization of tithing. It appears that Abraham runs into Melchizedek, who represents Christ in the Old Testament. He is a type of Christ. Abraham sees Melchizedek, and Melchizedek blesses Abraham. When he blesses Abraham, Abraham says, "Because you gave me the blessing, I'm going to give you a tenth of everything I got." Then we keep reading, and Jacob makes a vow of a tenth. Then we keep going through the Old Testament, and we see them giving a tenth in Leviticus. So we come to the New Testament, and Jesus says, "You pay tithes, and you ought to. But you ought to also love one another." So then we see this word tithe or tenth. So then I feel like I can make a holy assumption that 10% is at least where we should start in our giving. Now, you never heard it taught that way. So here's what I'm telling you. Look at me. God says, I believe. Here's the deal. I'm going to get you off crack. I'm going to rescue you from having a nervous breakdown. I'm going to make you fall out of love with who you thought you couldn't fall out of love with. I'm going to help you raise your son even though you had him before I told you to. I'm going to help you stick with this man that's driving you crazy. I'm going to help you get over all the mess you had while you was growing up. I'm going to give you a piece of house to live in. I'm going to give you a job to go to in the morning. I'm going to give you oxygen to breathe. Now, after I get through hooking you up, here's what I want you to give me back. A dime out of every dollar. Oh, my goodness. And you tripping on that. Don't give me your whole check and I could ask you for 50% and be justified. And if he asked me for 50%, he would get it. But he doesn't. He didn't ask me for 20 or 30. He says, give me a dime out of every dollar you make. Why? Because you need money, God knows. The silver and gold are mine, saith the Lord. The cattle on a thousand hill belong to me, saith the Lord. Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, saith the Lord. So what is it? Is it a money thing? No, baby, it's a faith thing. God says, give me 10% and let me hook up the 90. Or keep the 100 and do it by yourself. No, y'all not hearing me. Why does he want my money? Because you love your money. Let me tell you what you give God for free every week. You give him a shout for free because it don't cost you nothing. You give him an amen for free. Or you'll run around for him. But he says, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is also. God says, hear me, friends, men in particular, because men are some of the non-tithingest brothers I've ever met. Drives me crazy that women outgive men because it looks like to me that men would want to be the priest in their house. So I'm not going to lie, that irritates me when a woman says, well, I want to tithe, but my husband be saying he don't know. What kind of man of God is that? Lady Vernon know I would have a conniption if she come telling me, well, you know, I was going to tithe, but we had, wait, you better, you crazy? Well, I had to pay, no, listen to me. Gas company didn't wake me up this morning. No. Gas company ain't keeping me alive. Now, you going to pay God first. Now, when you pay God, God going to help us pay them. And if he don't help us pay them, he going to make a way out of no way. But don't you ever tell me, y'all not hearing me. Here's what we say. I'm going to try to tithe if I can. I love that church. I love my pastor. And I don't mind supporting that church. So I give when I can. But I don't put gas in my car when I can. I don't pay the cable bill when I can. Oh, God. I don't buy that cute skirt I got on today when I can. The family has to get focused that God is first. Go to Malachi 3. If you make it through this sermon, I promise you'll make it through next week. But y'all gonna get this. Malachi. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Amen. Y'all ready? Get Malachi. I want you to see this because this is going to revolutionize your thinking here. Malachi 3. Tell me when you got it. Malachi 3. I want you to look at verse 8 with me. Malachi 3. I want you to look at verse 8. Nobody's walking. Thank you, ushers, because this is life changing for you and you need to get it. Watch this. Will a man rob God? I'm from down the way. Down the way, I seen a lot of folk get robbed. I got jumped myself, all that kind of stuff. So watch this. I'm from down the way, Longwood Heights, up in here. Amen. Now watch this. No, Longwood Heights. That's right. Don't get mad. Don't hate. Now, will a man rob? I'm from down the way, so I can relate to that text. Watch this. I've told you this a hundred times. You got to get it. There's a difference between a thief and a robber. A thief sneaks. A thief wait till y'all leave and come in your house, grab your stuff, and creep out. Not a robber. Down the way, those that were strung out or messed up or just really hard up, they wouldn't wait for you to leave. No. That takes too long. They got to get their stuff. They come up on you with the pistol. Say, give me your stuff. God says to Israel, if you don't tithe, you're not a thief, you're a robber. He says, if you don't give me a dime out of every dollar, you might as well put a pistol to my head and say, no, God, my gas bill due this week, shut up.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.